88.9 WLRY, it's Talk of the Town. I'm Mike O'Reilly, and our special guest today is Rebecca Fannin. And good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we are here to talk about a new book that you have out. It's available on Amazon.com right now and will be available in bookstores nationwide in January, called The Silicon Dragon, How China is Winning the Tech Race.
That's right.
That's great. Before we dive into that, go ahead and give us a little bit of your background.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Jackson, Ohio, and my parents moved to Lancaster when I was in the sixth grade. So I spent most of my teen years in Lancaster. Then I went to university at Ohio University, went to study journalism there.
Bobcat, huh?
Absolutely. Right. And I had real strong links to OU because my father was a professor there, and he went to the university there as an undergrad, and so did my mom. So we had deep roots with OU. I loved the school. And from Athens, after I graduated, I moved directly to New York City and got into magazine journalism. And from there, I was writing about business mostly and started writing about international business, which I found very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Partly because my parents, I blame this on my parents because they... my mother was a school teacher, my father a professor, and so we always would take off the summers and travel nonstop. So I got this travel bug from them. So I one thing led to another. I was very interested in writing and journalism and very interested in travel. So the two things together, international and journalism, were a perfect match.
Now, why China?
Why China? That's a good question, because why not China? It's certainly the world's booming economy, and I was writing for a magazine in Hong Kong, and Hong Kong being right next to mainland China, I started mm-hmm. making trips to mainland China in 1995, one of the early birds into mainland China, and I just saw the development happening. All the skyscrapers, all the construction cranes in places like Shanghai and Beijing. And I just kept going back year after year after year and building a knowledge base. And I became captivated by the place.
Now, how did you get from New York to Hong Kong?
I was writing for a magazine called International Business, owned by... the grandson of Joseph Pulitzer, and he sent me to Hong Kong on a reporting assignment in 1992, and that was my first trip there. I fell in love with the place. And
what attracted you to Hong Kong?
It's just a magnificent place. It's like Manhattan in China. It's with this beautiful harbor and mountains.
Yeah.
It's just a very romantic kind of place.
Is it an international city?
It's very international yeah. city. And this was before the handover to mainland China. So it was even more international in those days, I think, because you had Australians and Brits and Americans and every nationality there. And it was just a real trading capital and just a lot of energy, just like Manhattan. So it was wonderful.
Now, do you live in China now?
No, I actually live in New York City, but I go to China regularly about once a quarter.
Okay, very good. Again, our special guest is Rebecca Fannin, author of a book, Silicon Dragon, How China is Winning the Tech Race. We'll talk a little more about the book when we come back. This is Talk of the Town on 88.9 WLRY, live online, WLRY.org.